With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Right now, the nephew is here with today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Neff?
Your wife is fine as hell. Let's go, cat dog.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach Daryl.
Yeah, this is Daryl. Who is this?
Hey, Daryl, how you doing? My name is Alonzo, man. I work for a liquor distributing company. I do liquor distribution. How you doing today?
I'm pretty good, man. What can I do for you?
Hey, we're putting together a big event, man, with vodka, and they're throwing a huge pool party. And like I say, I'm in the liquor business, man. I've been doing it for quite some years now, and you know we're always trying to do different type of publicity and really get the hype up. And what we're trying to do, man, is really get people to come out to this fashion party because it's the first quarter of 2020. We want it to be a one to remember. And I know.
So you're trying to invite me out there?
No. I go to the bank. I go to the bank where your wife works at, Kendra. Okay. What we're trying to do is have. I mean, we want our flyer and slash poster to be something really, really memorable, something that's going to really draw people in. And, you
okay.
know, have this thing is going to be all over social media, the whole nine yards. So we're trying to see, a buddy of mine told me here he kind of knew of you or had a number on you. And I was like, cool, let me reach out to him. He told me you were Kendra's husband. So I want.
Yeah, I am my husband. So I don't understand what my wife's got to do with this whole thing.
Okay, what I'm trying to do is see if you're cool with Kendra being on our flyer, man. I mean, because your wife is fine as so we want to put her on the flyer.
What you mean my wife is fine as what you mean? You going to call me up and talk about my wife, man? The is wrong with you?
But brother, it's a respect thing, dog. I'm giving you props. It's props, man. I'm giving you props.
Well, spit out what you need, man, because it don't sound right.
Dude, we're trying to get your wife. We want to get her through a photo shoot in a bikini so we can put it.
Hell no, you ain't using my wife in no bikini to put on no flyer. You out your damn mind? That's my wife, man. Respect me. What's wrong with you?
Hold on, man. Why are you tripping like this, bro? Why are you tripping like this?
My wife ain't gonna be in no damn flyer for no party, man. What the you think this is? What the wrong with you?
Okay, bro. You know what, man? I tried to call you and get you to respect. I mean,
it don't sound like it.
I didn't call for no argument. I just talked to Kendra when I go to the bank tomorrow and see if she want to do it.
You gonna go to my wife's job at the bank? That's what you gonna do? Okay. Go ahead and go down there, cause I'll be there too, and I'll make a deposit with my foot in your ass. Go ahead.
Okay. Hold on, man. We paying $5,000 for the photo session. Okay?
I don't care what the you paying. No amount of money's gonna let me put my wife, the mother of my children, on no poster in no bikini. I don't care how much you paying. Kiss my ass before I let you do that.
Okay, bro. Okay. So, listen, Darryl, I ain't gonna really go back and forth with you, man. I was calling you trying to be a man.
I feel the same way.
Okay, well, I'm trying to be man-to-man with you and just, you know, throw the opportunity at you. Now you're throwing it back at me with disrespect.
Opportunity for my wife to be a thought? No, I don't want none of that.
Okay, man. No, your wife fine as hell.
You need to quit telling me how fine my wife is. Okay. Who the gave you my phone number in the first place?
Evidently, that's all null and void at this point, all right? That don't even matter at this point. The issue on the table is I want to take some pictures of Kim.
Let me know when you plan on going to my wife's job at the bank. Let me know when you're going to bring your black ass down there so I can be there, okay? Nobody calls another brother up talking about how fine his wife is, okay? I told you no. Now, you should have just stopped right there, but you're going to keep on talking about my wife.
Okay, so let me say this, dog. Tommy is the one that said your wife was fine as hell. That's the one that brought all this to our attention at the meeting. Tommy is the one that said your wife was fine as hell, dog.
Tommy? Who the f*** is Tommy?
Tommy said your wife is fine as hell. That's what...
Tommy can get his whooped too. Who is Tommy?
Don't you take your wife to work in the morning?
Let me know when you're going to bring your black down there.
Okay, and? Now what y'all be listening to on the way to work? What radio station y'all be listening to?
We be listening to...
This nephew Tommy, baby. See Harvey Morning.
Tommy.
Your wife.
Tommy. You was about to get your ass whooped.
Hey, man. Your wife, Kendra, got me to prank you, bro.
Wait till I see. My wife ain't no good, man. See this? I got my blood pressure up.
Oh, man. She told me, she said, we listen to y'all every morning on the way to work. He drops me off and he goes to work. She said, Tommy, you've got to get it. I said, well, you got to let me know. What do he love the most? She said, me.
That's right. I don't know about that right now after this call. Yeah, we love you, man.
Oh, man. We love you back, baby. Keep listening to the Steve Harvey Morning. So tell me this, bro. What is the baddest radio show in the land, man? What is it, Darryl?
It's Steve Harvey with Nephew Tommy.
Oh, you was about to get it, for real. He was not playing.
Trying to put the man's wife on a flyer.
In a bikini, though.
Just too much.
So inappropriate.
I love dudes' reactions, though, man. Yeah. I love dudes' reactions. About that. I be telling people, man, once a dude married, it's different. He ain't trying to hear nothing you saying. Mm-hmm. These dudes be serious about their wives, man.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Yes. Sir.
But was it good though? Let me just ask that. Was it good? Come on, now.
Well, last time you asked, were you a genius? So I guess.
And I am. It was good. But you're not gonna give me that, and I understand.
No, it was good. You're king of pranks, Tommy. You are king of pranks.
Okay. Was this one good? That's all I'm asking.
Yeah. It was better than good. Yeah.
Every day.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
The
see,
constant
every day.
Need.
Yes,
for adulation.
Yes, I want it.
You need therapy, dog.
No, I don't.
Something you was missing growing up.
I'm fine. Everything is fine. I get what I want. I ask for what I want, and I get it. What?
Every day? Was it good, though? Am I good? Am I the best? What? What?
Am I a genius?
That was too far.
That was too far. Yeah.
Now, am I a genius? I put my foot down on that.
Yeah.
Because if you never heard nobody say you was a genius, go ahead.
So, am I not a genius to you all?
No.
I didn't ask you, Junior.
I'm just going to tell you. No.
Shirley called.
Your stupid ass, hell no.
But you know what, Tommy? You're like the people that was at the Donald Trump rallies. Donald J. Trump is a genius, and the J is for genius.
I've been there, genius.
Hey, Tommy, let me ask you a question. Maybe we need to work backwards, ladies. Maybe this was
sure.
Okay.
What is your definition of a genius?
I am so far above average than most of the majority of them. I mean, I'm smart. I think from the left side of the brain. A lot of people don't even know
that ain't
side.
Genius right there. You,
wait.
You're just thinking wrong.
What was that, Carla? What was that?
Is this your explanation of you being
That's her almost vomiting.
And how he's saying it, too.
You're all sexy with it or something.
Well,
you take the intelligent tone off of these dumbass remarks.
If you knew anything about the brain, the left side is what people use for reasoning, and the right side is for creativity. If you knew anything.
My creativity is on the left side. You have nothing. You know.
Well,
you had 60 seconds to describe genius, and you failed. So, what you want us to do?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.